spent a lot of time in this year and before Rosh Hashanah discussing the Machlokas Tanoim in the on the Beis Amid Aleph, right? You have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is a kosher apostle. Yehuda says it's kosher, and Chacham says apostle. The Gemara on the Beis Amid Beis limits the Chachamim Shita. They say that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda in certain circumstances that even taller than 20 is going to be kosher. There are three different shitas in the Amoraim when they agree. Rabbi Yoshia says that the Defanos Magias Laschach, if the Defanos actually reach the Schach, so then the Chachamim hold that the Sukkah is Ksheira, even if it's taller than 20 Amos. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, they hold like Rabba, that taller than 20 is Psula, because Lo Shalta Ba'ena, and if the Defanos Magias Laschach, then it's Shalta Ba'ena, Derech the Dofen, you'll see the Schach. Rav Huna Merav has a different limitation to the Chacham. He says the Machlokas is only about Ein Ba Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos. If the Sukkah doesn't have more than four by four Amos, right? Ein Lo Ella Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos. They have four by four, so then there's a Machlokas for Yehuda and the Chacham. But if it's more than four by four Amos, so then even the Chacham agree that it's kosher. And Rav Chanan Baraba Amar Rav, a third sheet that says no. If it's Ein Machzekes Al Kedei Rosh Ruba V'Shulchano, if it's only seven tfachim by seven tfachim, that happens to be the shear of a sukkah ketana, according to Beishamai. We paskin like Beishamai in that regard, that if the sukkah is zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim, then it's ksherim. So Rav holds, according to this other shita, this third shita, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about l'mala me'esim amma only in the minimal sukkah, zayin al zayin. It's machzek, it's only k'dei rosho v'rubo v'shochano, so then there's a machlokas whether the sukkah taller than 20 amos is kosher. But if it's more than zayin tfachim, zayin tfachim, even the Chacham would agree that everything is kosher. So now the Gemara asks a kasha from a braisa on the different shitas, trying to figure out which shita is correct. We had already said that this third shita, we don't even know what tam to pin on this third shita. But machzekes k'roshah v'rubah v'shulchano, there is a machlokas. More than zayin al zayin, more than Rosh of Rubo Vishokhana, there's no machlokas. Well, what kind of a sheet is that? It's not, doesn't seem to be working with Shalta Ba'ena or with Sel Sukkah, Dires Arai. We don't really know what the tam is. Tosis had to tell us it's Nofik Lemi Sukkah, it's like a Lul Shaltarna Golem. We don't really understand what that means. But oh, but okay, there is a tam, but it's a difficult tam. But now the Gemara is trying to figure out, well, is there really a problem according to one or two of these shittas, which is the correct shita that limits the machlokas tana? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to his own shita from Hilni Hamalka. That Hilni Hamalka had a sukkah in Lud that was taller than 20 amos, 40 or 50 amos. Taller than 20. It doesn't say how tall it was, actually. Taller than 20. She was sitting in the sukkah, and the Chacham said nothing. So, Rabbi Yehuda, don't you see? L'mala me'asim amos k'shera. So the Chacham said, what are you talking about? A woman is p'tur min ha'sukkah, so what's the problem? So he responds, no, but she had shiva banim. She had seven sons. It's impossible that one of the sons wasn't a bar chinuch. Midrabanan, there's a mitzvah of chinuch if the katan is in a tzarech li'ima. So how could Hilni not have been sensitive to that? So it must be Lamala Meyasimama is Kshera. Not Alts Hilni, but because of her child. Because of that one child, at least one child, it must have been a Barchinch. That's the Raya Rabbi Huda brings. So says the Gemara, we spent a lot of time on that Raya. Chinuch, what's the mitzvah of Chinuch? But now we finally get to the Raya. So the Gemara, let's pick it up from three lines before the bar. If Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim argue only if the Fanas are not Magios Laschach, so then we understand the Raya. Darka Shel Malka Leisha B'Sukkah Shein Defanas Magios Laschach. It's normal for a queen to sit in such a sukkah. It's a very open, airy sukkah. Mishum Avira, because of the air, the Defanos don't reach the Schach. It's very open on top of the Defanos. She has a dolphin for ten tfachim, for five amis, whatever it is, but then it's open before the schach, so that makes sense. That Hilni Amalka's sukkah, the funnels didn't reach the schach. Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham have a machlokas there, so we're bringing a raya from her sukkah, what the halacha should be. Ella l'madam, Rabbi Sukkah Ketana machlokas. But according to the other day, is that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham is about a sukkah katana, a small sukkah. Is that normal? Doesn't sound like Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham should be arguing about such a case, because it's not a normal thing for a malka to be sitting in a sukkah katana. So how could that be the shayla? Amar Rabba bar Rav Ada, lo nitzucha ela l'sukkah ha'asuya kitonios kitonios. Maybe we're talking about a sukkah that's kitonios kitonios, small rooms in the sukkah. It's not just a sukkah katana. It's a big sukkah, but there are kitonios kitonios. There are small enclaves in the sukkah. So the Gemara thought that, well, if it's a sukkah gedola, it's darka shalmaka leisha b'sukkah gedola. Even though she's sitting in the ketonios, she's still sitting in a small area. Now, if you take a bird's eye view of the sukkah, it could be a ketonios on the side over here, and a ketonios on the side over here. It's all in all a sukkah gedola, but each small room is still like a sukkah ketana. So the Gemara thought that's better. That's really a sukkah gedola, and it's darka shalmaka leisha leishev in such a sukkah. The Gemara is not so happy with that. The chidaka shalmaka leishev b'sukkah asuya kitonios kitonios. Still, she's sitting in one of these little enclaves. Is it normal for a malka to sit in such a sukkah? It's like a sukkah katana. Zok the Gemara, Amar Vashi, lo nitzucha ela l'kitonios sheba. No. Lo nitzucha ela l'kitonios sheba. It's not kitonios kitonios. It really is a sukkah gedola. Hilni was sitting in a kitonis, the kitonis of the sukkah gedola. What does that mean? It means that really, it wasn't a suya kitonios kitonios, it was a big sukkah. And she had a whole entourage sitting in the sukkah gedola. She was sitting in the sukkah katana. But it really is a sukkah gedola. Right? That is a darka shel malka. She's sitting in the kitonis mishum tzniusa. The question is, where were her sons sitting? Rabbanan savi bon ebesukam al yavu yasivi v'ihi yosa b'kitonius mishim tzniusa mishim hachi lo ami ladova v'rabbi huda savar bon ea gabo avu yasivi afilo hachi lo ami ladova. The machlokas is, where were the kids sitting? The chachamim say that the kids were sitting by her. They were sitting in the sukkah of the katana, and nevertheless the chacham didn't say anything. So you see, even l'malam yasimam is kshera. And the Chacham say, no, she was sitting in the Kitonis. She was sitting in the Sukkah Ketana. But the kids were sitting in the Sukkah Gedola, so there's no Raya. Even if there is a Bar Chinuch over here, we can be Yotz to the Mitzvah Chinuch because they were sitting in the Sukkah Gedola. Okay, that's the Shaka Vatar the Gemara. We thought that it was a Raya that maybe Rabbi Huda and the Chacham couldn't be arguing about a Sukkah Ketana, because how can there be a Dera for a Malka to sit in the Sukkah Ketana? So the Gemara engineers the case to be talking about a situation where she's sitting in the sukkah katana, but there is a sukkah gedola here as well. Okay, that's basically the shaka v'tanya of the Gemara. So comes Rashi and asks a kasha. It's very rare that Rashi asks a kasha. You know, he's a mefarish, but here he itake asks a kasha. He says there really are two shittas in the Amoraim that hold Rav Yehuda and Chachamim are disagreeing about a sukkah katana. There's Rav Huna Amarav, Rav Huna Amarav, and there's Rav Chonon bar Rabba Amarav, right? Two different shittas. Either the machlokas is about Dalet al Dalet, or the machlokas is about Rosh of Rubo v'Shulchana. So if we're talking about a sukkah that's Dalet al Dalet, that's the sukkah katana, so then, okay, it might be a little difficult, but, you know, it makes sense in the end. That maybe it's a little bit difficult that a malka is going to sit in a kitona, she's going to sit in a small area. It's not so shver. It's Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. What is that? 6 feet by 6 feet? It's not impossible to sit in that area. And now there's a further machlokas with a kid sitting in her 6 feet by 6 feet, or 8 feet by 8 feet, whatever the shear is, but at least 6 feet by 6 feet, or with a kid sitting in the sukkah gedola. That's the shayla. So if you hold that sukkah ketana in the Gemara means dalet amos or dalet amos, so then it's possible. It's possible to have such a teretz in the Gemara. Rav Chonon, though, assumes that sukkah ketana means sukkah ketana mamish, that it's the smallest shear sukkah. It's only zayin tefachim or zayin tefachim. Does that make any sense? What, does the machlokas, whether the ketanim, whether the bonim was sitting by Hilni HaMalka, not? V'im tomar l'Rav Chonon, the muki plup de b'shenim achzekas ala k'dei rosh avrugu v'shulchono, hocha kevin de bonea gaboh hav yoluhon. Kevin de bonea gaboh hav yolu gedolah. Lo debar rabbana. If you're going to tell me that b'nei havu gabon, Rabbi Huda says that the kids were sitting with Hilni, and that's the raya that even taller than 20 is kshera. So how's that possible? It's a sukkah ketana. It's only machzik pirosh of ruba v'shulchan. We know that that's the area that one person needs to eat. His shulchan is a tefach. He and his rosh and his rov is six tefachim. Said that's for one person. How can all of Hilni's kids have fit in the sukkah with her? If they're fitting in the sukkah with her, so by definition, that's a sukkah gedola. It's more than rosh of ruba v'shulchan. Shlomo says Rashi, the Shulchana b'soch hasukah hagedola ha'isa ubanah al hashulchan hayu yoshvin v'roshan roshan v'ruban v'lo kimesuvin hein v'lo kizakufin. What's Rashi say? Well, the shak of attire can go even according to Rav Chanan. What's the case? Hilni was sitting in the sukkah katana. Machlokas tanoim whether the kids were sitting with her or not sitting with her. How's that possible? How could the chachamim? How could Rabbi Yehuda say that they were actually sitting with her? Result Rashi must be that the shulchan was besoch hasukah gedola, and the kids were sitting al hashulchan. They weren't sitting on the table. That's not their chetz. They were sitting in the makom of the shulchan, roshan veruban. In the makom of the shulchan, they were sitting roshan veruban. Velokin nesuban, velokis kufin. Well, why is Rashi adding all that? It's a real mouthful in Rashi. What's he saying here? So lechora Rashi means the following. Maybe we'll make this a little bit bigger. It's still a sukkah katana, but it's a little bit. Okay, this is a sukkah katana. Let's assume it's 7 by 7. A sukkah katana. So Hilni is sitting over here. The shulchan was in the sukkah gedola. Shulchan was in the sukkah gedola. Not in the sukkah katana. That shulchan is 7 tefachim. It's in the sukkah gedola. How wide is the shulchan? We know how wide a shulchan has to be. What's that? A tefach. A shulchan has to be a tefach. How do we know it's a tefach? B'shamay b'silav ha-machlok is what the minimum shir of a sukkah is. B'silav holds its k'dei rosho v'rubo, that it's the area that a person needs in order to be able to eat. But not k'dei shulchan. And we know b'silav holds that what's the shir of a minimum sukkah? 6 by 6. 6 by 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. So you see clearly that they're assuming that the shulchan is a tefach. Beis Shammai holds that you need 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. You need the extra tefach for the shulchan. So clearly the shulchan is a tefach. So Zog Rashi, the shulchan was in the sukkah gedola. So the shulchan is a tefach wide, but it's 7 tefachim long. And the kids were sitting by the shulchan. Right? The kids were sitting by the shulchan outside. But just one second, if they're sitting outside, so they're not sitting in the sukkah ketana. What's the raya? There's no raya to the machlokas tanaim if they're not sitting in the sukkah ketana. So it says Rashi, they were sitting lo kimesubin velo kizkufin. Why does he add that? Achora Rashi means that they weren't mesubin. If they were lying down, lying back, so then they're lying in the sukkah gedola. They're not gaboyasvi. They're not sitting with Hilni. Not sitting with the mother in the sukkah ketana. Even if they're zakufin, even if they're standing, even if they're sitting upright in their places, they're also in the sukkah gedola, because if the shulchan is in the sukkah gedola and they're sitting zakufin, then they're going to be in the sukkah gedola. What must be the case? That they were leaning over the table. They were eating properly, right? Their mother always trained them that they should eat over the table. They shouldn't spill on their pants. So they're leaning over the table. It's a very small shulchan there, right? So their feet are going to be underneath the shulchan. Their body is going to be over the shulchan. So it'll turn out that roshan v'ruban could be in the sukkah ketana. Right. It's only a tefach. Right? The whole table is a tefach. So if they're sitting there with their feet positioned and they're close to the table, so then rosh of ruban, their legs are going to be in the sukkah ketana. Their body, their rosh and rov of the body is going to be in the sukkah ketana, because the tefach's worth is going to be over the table, but they're going to actually be sitting in the sukkah ketana. So that's the case that the Gemara is engineering over here.
Do we need a thirdly body? Do we need
three
tefachim of the body
inside
the sukkah?
Roshan v'ruban, right? Roshan v'ruban are going to be in the. If Roshan v'ruban is in the sukkah, then that's.
If you're leaning over, your body's still outside.
The rosh is certainly inside. The legs, right? The legs are a significant part of the body. Mm-hmm. That's what Rashi's assuming. It's a shver pshat. Yes.
Why can't the children be on the other side?
I was thinking of that. But if the children are on the other side of the table, so then they mamish in the sukkah k'tana. What does Rashi gain by saying that the shulchan is in the sukkah gedola? I thought the whole point was the shulchan has to be in the sukkah gedola, because if it's in the sukkah k'tana, then we don't understand how can Hilni be surviving over there. It's not darka b'kach for the malka to be in a sukkah k'tana, but if everything, if the shulchan is outside of the sukkah k'tana, so then maybe we can understand it. But if the shulchan is inside with her, so then it's no different than a regular case of sukkah k'tana. So if the kids are inside the sukkah k'tana, it's still very cramped over there in the sukkah k'tana. That's why I thought l'chora we're talking about that the kids are sitting in the sukkah gedola, but somehow they're leaning in a way that we look at it as though Rosh and Verubon is in the sukkah k'tana. Yes.
You don't need all seven kids. But all you need is really one. We're assuming that there's only one who's necessarily able to
attend. Uh-huh. You really only need the ones that are b'nei chinuch to be sitting in the sukkah.
So
in the sukkah gedola. Again, in the
sukkah
gedola, where are they supposed to be sitting?
Only one needs to be in the
sukkah
k'tana. If it's a riot, then you need to be in the sukkah k'tana.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Lashon of the Gemara is that according to the Chachamim, Gabah Havu Yasvi, that they were sitting with her. It sounds like from the Lashon of the Gemara, they were all sitting in the same place. It's just it works out well, even for the Ben Chinuch. Right? But it sounds like they were all sitting with her. Question?
Does this even really work Metzias-wise? Meaning, if the Sukkah's out...
That's Rashi's kasha.
But the Sukkah's... No, Metzias-wise, before we're explaining, that they're leaning over, even that... Seems a little bit short. Meaning, while your mom is like leaning over like this while you're eating,
you don't have to be leaning so far. I mean, how big is a tefach table? Now, if you're sitting regularly, so then you're not going to be leaning over. Just have to be sitting properly, and most of your legs are going to be inside the sukkah k'tana, right? If you're leaning normally, so then everything from here and up is going to be inside the sukkah k'tana. It's not a tefach table is really pretty small. The tefach table is just preventing them from jumping too far into the sukkah k'tana, but it's really not holding them too much, right? But Rashi says, come on, it's this is really difficult. The li nira devadai l'Rav Chanan kashi. According to Rav Chanan, it's taka kashi. V'hai terutza l'Rav Huna hu. This teretz is only aliba de Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that the machogas Rav Yehuda l'chacham is talking about what kind of a sukkah? Dalet amas al dalet amas. But dalet amas, that we can understand. It's small, but everyone can fit in that sukkah of dalet amas. 6 feet by 6 feet, that you can have seven children fitting. But a sukkah of zayin tefachim, very difficult. The chenyker, the shir rosh of ruba arminu lekamah deinu ala zayin tefachim. The iev shel shiva bonim b'shiva tefachim. It's impossible for her seven children to be in seven tefachim. What's Rashi saying? Ultimately, Rashi says the pshat that I suggested is difficult. Aside from the fact that we can't really fully appreciate, as you're pointing out, we can't fully appreciate how Roshan Verubon is going to be inside the sukkah k'tana. But it's difficult anyway, because even if you'll tell me that they can fit in the sukkah k'tana, whoever is sitting on the other side of the table can fit on the sukkah k'tana. Seven kids are going to fit in seven tefachim? I mean, what are they, preemies? It's not shayach. You're going to have a bar chinuch who's a tefach wide? It doesn't make any sense. Amish doesn't make any sense, l'chora, Rashi says. Eif shel shiva banim b'shiva tefachim. It's impossible for the shiva banim to be b'shiva tefachim. So even if you'll tell me that they can fit width-wise into the sukkah k'tana, but lengthwise on the table, it's just not going to work. So it must be the raya, or the dechi of the Gemara, is not according to Rav Chanan, it's according to Rav Huna. That at least if you say that the sukkah, the Yehudim HaChacham are arguing about a sukkah of Dalet Amas, so then we have a Dechiyah. But if you hold Rosh of Ruva V'Shulchanam, the sukkah Mamish doesn't make sense. That's Rashi. Comes Tosis and says, I don't understand what the problem is according to Rashi. Mashadochach b'kuntres l'Rav Chanan b'Rabba my raya l'Rav Yehuda ha'yev shel shiva banim b'shiva tefachim la pirchayim the dilma aruka tuva aval ohoi serechova shiva tefachim. Says Tosis, I don't understand Rashi's problem. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about a sukkah k'tana. Rav Chanan says that sukkah k'tana is zayin tefachim al zayin tefachim. What's so shver? Right? If the sukkah is a little bit less than zayin tefachim, right? If the sukkah is not rochva zayin tefachim, so then the kids will be able to fit. Kids are sitting on the orech of the table. Even if we assume that the table is actually in the Sukkah Ketana, not in the Sukkah Gedolah. Not like Rashi's case. Even if we assume that the table was in the Sukkah Ketana, a Sukkah Ketana of 7 by 7, table only has to be a Tefach. Right? Table only has to be a Tefach. So if we make the Sukkah Ketana a little bit smaller in the width, right, then the children will be able to sit in the length, because maybe the length is a little bit longer, says Tosfos. Maybe we're talking about a situation where the shulchan was aruka tuva, but it wasn't rochba shivatvachim. What does that mean? That's argir, said Tosfos. So the Bach explains that the rule that Rosho Verubo Veshulchanu is the minimum shear for the sukkah, what does that mean? Do you need a sukkah to be Zion Tfachim by Zion Tfachim, a square of Zion by Zion? Says the Bach. What Tosis wants to suggest is that maybe no, maybe the key is what? Not Zion al Zion, but rather square Tfachim. 49 square Tfachim. So if you have 49 square Tfachim or less, well, if you have exactly 49 square Tfachim, I should say, that's the shear of a sukkah ketana. Less than that is not kosher. It's not a shiva sukkah ketana. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim don't have a machlokas whether lamala me'esim is kosher if you have exactly a sukkah ketana. Not zayin al zayin. 49 square tefachim. If you have more than 49 square tefachim, then even the Chachamim agree that the sukkah is going to be kosher. The machlokas is where you don't have, where you have just 49 square tefachim, where you don't have more than 49 square tefachim. The key is not Zion al Zion, that you'd have a square, but rather square tefachim. So in this situation, if you have a little bit less room in the Sukkah Ketana, then the kids could be sitting on this on the table. Could be sitting by the table. Let's say you have, let's say the Sukkah Ketana is, it's four tefachim, right? Sukkah Ketana is four tefachim. Let's assume the shulchan is taka in the sukkah gedolah stuff. Okay, let's assume the shulchan is in the sukkah. But if the sukkah is only 4 tefachim wide, how long would it be able to be, and still would be the minimum shear for the first sukkah? How long?
12.
More than 12. More than 12 tefachim. Because if 49, 4 times 12 is 48, that's still even less than 49 square tefachim. It would have to be a little bit more than that. Because if it wouldn't be, then it would be smaller than the shear of a sukkah ketana. It wouldn't even be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim could argue not just in the case of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim square, but rather exactly where you have 49 square tefachim. So we could be talking about a situation where the table is much longer than 7 tefachim, and then the kids could sit at the table. They can't sit in 7 tefachim, but they could sit in 12 tefachim. Right? That's much more. It's almost double the size. That I can hear. That's more logical. That's how the Bach understands Tosfos. The Bach is actually talking about a circular sukkah. Can you make a sukkah in a circle? Let's say you have the wall. Some of you in Seder asked me, where are the two walls, three walls, where are the corners? There are no corners in a circle. But if it's completely enclosed, then that's viewed as no different than a sukkah with four walls. So how big does the circle have to be in order for the sukkah to be kosher? So comes the Bach and says, it just has to be 49 square tefachim. I don't know how to... We'll just write square tefachim. 49 square tefachim. That means that a square that you inscribe in this circle of the sukkah does not have to be Zion by Zion. It could be a little bit less than Zion by Zion, because you still have this area, this, right? All the extra areas to add in. The whole circle can be 49 square tefachim, and it'll still be kosher. Right? I'm not exactly sure how big the... You can figure it out, right? If pi r squared is 49, okay, I'm not going to do the math on it again, but you can figure out what the radius is going to be, and that'll determine what size what size square you can put in the circle, right? But it's going to be less than 7 by 7, because 7 by 7 will mean that if you have 49 square tefachim inside the square, you have more room for the circle. So comes the Bach and says that you can put strips into the circle, right? As long as you have 49 square tefachim, that's enough. He says, how do I know that? I know from Tosis in the beginning of Sukkah. That our Tosis says that if the Sukkah is Aruka Tuva, Vayim Barach B'Shiva, Kshera, it's a Sukkah Kshera, as long as you can be Chotech Ritzuos Mimeno, L'Rabeya Shiva Al Shiva, Alma D'lo Be'inan Ribua Mamish, V'hu Adin Be'igula. The same thing is in a circle. Like, just like you can have a rectangle of 4 and whatever, right? You can have 4 and 13... Right, according to us, if the sukkah is not taller than 20 amos, 4 and 13, the tefachim is certainly fine, right? That's more than 49 square tefachim, right? It's up to Bach, also in the circle. It's the Zelbazach, right? As long as you can have the 49 square tefachim, that's fine. That's how the Bach learned Tosfos. Yes?
What does this mean by strips in the circle?
Strips means that if you take... If you take strips of this sukkah, pieces of this sukkah, you'll be able to fit it into a square that's 7 by 7. And it's the same thing in a circle. Same idea. Okay? If this square, let's say, is, I don't know, 6.5, right? And then you take the strips, you created a bigger square, you took that square, took this square, and put it into a bigger square. And then you take all the other strips that you have in the circle, and you fit it in to a square of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, it'll fit. Okay, this is the Bach Pshat Das Tosfos. A Mordek Achidish, that the shear of Zion al Zion is not a shear of a square, but rather it's square tefachim, 49 square tefachim. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, I think it's the wrong Pshat in Tosfos. It's not what Tosfos meant. Not what Tosfos meant. Magen Avraham says he thinks it's a Dover Pasha that the shear of Kseirosh of Ruba V'Shochan is Zion Tfachim al Zion Tfachim square. Right? A square of Zion al Zion. Not square, not 49 square Tfachim, but rather a square. A Ribu'a of 7 al 7. Not Kedei L'Rabe'a. So you see in the post they have these two Lashonos. Not 49 square tefachim. Rather, you need a square that's 7 by 7. He says he thinks it's a davar pasha by sukkah, you should need actually a square of 7 by 7. That's the minimum shear of a sukkah. And the Taz agrees. Taz also says that you need a square of seven by 7. You can have a sukkah in a circle, but you have to be able to inscribe a square of 7 by 7 inside the circle, say the Magen Avraham in the Taz. Tosfos disagrees. Magen Avraham says, no, there's a Tos Sofer in the Tosfos. It's not what you think. Tosfos didn't mean to say, Aval lo haysa rachba shiva tefachim. It's lo haysa rachba ela shiva tefachim. What's the nafkimi? What's he saying? What's the difference? The Bach understood the Gir Sentosis is that the Rochav of the Sukkah was not 7 Tfachim. It was less than 7 Tfachim. It was only 4 Tfachim, let's say. So the table could be longer. The Sukkah itself could be longer. And the children could sit on the Sukkah. Again, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have a machlokas, l'mala me'esun amat shera psula, only in the smallest Sukkah. The question is, what is that smallest Sukkah? Is it 7 by 7 square? Or is it a Sukkah that holds 49 square Tfachim? So the Bach understood Tosis to be saying it's a sukkah that holds 49 square tefachim. And that's why Tosis felt that Rashi was so dochok, Rav Chanan is so difficult. Where are the kids going to be sitting? Even if the table is longer than it is wide, but where are the kids going to be sitting? In 7 tefachim they can't sit? Says Tosis, they're not sitting in 7 tefachim. Maybe we're talking about that the sukkah katana is smaller than 7 tefachim wide. So the table can be much longer. It can be more than 12. Right, it could be more than 12, and the area will still be 49 tefachim square tefachim. Right, that's what Tosfos said. So according to the Bach, what comes out is that Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing about the smallest size of a sukkah. Is the smallest size of a sukkah 7 by 7 square, or is the smallest size of a sukkah 49 square tefachim? Come the Magen Avraham and the Taz and say no. Everyone agrees that you need 7x7 squared. It's not shayach to say that you shouldn't need 7x7 squared. Why is it not shayach? What's the problem? Why is it not shayach? Zok the Magen Avraham, what? Rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. What's that shir? Shir is that a person should be able to eat in the sukkah. It's a shir in the Metzias that the yeshivas hagava should be able to be fulfilled in this size sukkah. If you have a sukkah that's narrower in the width and longer, is someone going to be able to sit like that? It's 4 tfachim wide, but 12 tfachim, 12 and a half tfachim long. Someone's going to be able to sit in that area? 7x7, then Rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. He'll be able to have his table. He'll be able to have his body there. You know, a person's body is about three or four tfachim, right? It's 7 tfachim. I mean, that's what it is, right? 7x7. The area that you need to be able to sit with the shulchan is 7x7. So if the shear of the sukkah was said, the halacha mashmi sinai is that it said that it relates to the yeshiva of the gavra, to the nechora, it's a function of whether a person can sit in that area. Since a person can't sit in the rectangle, it doesn't matter that it has the square tfachim. Less mandapolik, that's not going to work for sukkah. Because the shear for a sukkah is not stama shear. It's a shear in which the person can sit and eat in the sukkah. So that's a function of 7x7 square. Zok the Magen Avraham. So you gotta say there's a Tos Sofer in the Tosfos. But rather Tosfos said Lo Haisa Rachba Ela Shiva Tvachim, that it was only 7 Tvachim. How did that help you? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about the smallest sukkah, 7x7. If it's only 7 Tvachim, so what are you 7x7? What are you gaining? We just said that according to Rashi, the kids can't fit in the 7x7 sukkah. So what are you gaining? The answer is that 7x7 means that Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim argue about the smallest size sukkah. That means a sukkah that at least on one of its dimensions only has 7 tfachim. No one said that it can't be larger than 7 tfachim in the other dimension. It could be 7 by anything, 7 by 20. That's still the smallest size sukkah because you still only have 7 in the width. Rabbi Yehuda will say that if it's the Lamala Me'esim in such a sukkah, that's kosher. And the Chacham say, no, that's possible. Aye, but it's so wide, doesn't matter that it's so... Aye, it's so long, it doesn't matter. Because it's only 7 wide, that's still the minimum sukkah. And there the Chachamim hold taller than 20 amas is possible. A major machlokas between the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Taz, what's the case that the Tanoim have a machlokas here? Are they having a machlokas if it's less than 49, if it's exactly 49 tfachim square, right, 49 square tfachim? Or are they having a machlokas if it's no more than 7x7? Meaning no more if at least one of the dimensions is still only 7 tfachim. That's the machlokas achronim as to where the machlokas as to what the case is by the machlokas tanaim. Yes.
Are you saying it's machlokas tanaim is what's considered rosh ha-rubo?
No. When do we say that taller than 20 amis is kosher, and when do we say pasul? That's the machlokas. Right.
So they would be arguing both cases. If it's 7x7 or 7x anything, this sheet makes it. They're always arguing across the board. 7x any dimension.
7x any dimension.
7x7 or more, and they're arguing.
Right. According to the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Right. Yes.
According to the Magen Avraham, it's physically impossible to sit in a sukkah that's smaller than 7x7.
That's what he's saying, yeah. If it's not 7x7, you're not going to be able to sit down. I mean, you can squeeze yourself in, but that's not normal. The normal way to do it is 7x7. The Achronim talk about, is it really 7x7? Maybe it should be 7x6. We'll talk about the details as we continue, but basically 7x7. It's not... A sukkah that's 4 by 12, let's say. That's impossible. I mean, you could lie down in the 12, but that's not going to help you. That's not the normal way to eat. What? What's the tzad to say like that?
Yeah.
Oh, so the Bach disagrees. What do you think the tzad is, Elliot? The Bach says as long as it's 49 square tfachim, that's fine. Right? Machlokas, what the minute. There are two machlokasim over here. One is, what's the machlokas of the minimum shir sukkah? Is it 49 square tfachim, or is it 7x7 square? That's one machlokas. The other machlokas is, where's this machlokas tanoim? Right, what's the case of the machlokas tanoim is talking about? Is it talking about, help me, is it talking about what? Where it's exactly 49 square tfachim? Not less, because if it's less, the sukkah's psula. Not more, because if it's more, then even the Chachamim agree that taller than 20 amas is going to be kosher. Is it talking about 49 square tefachim exactly? Or is it talking about, no, there's no exactitude to it. As long as you have one dimension that's not more than 7, there's a machlokas tanoim whether taller than 20 amas is kosher or pasul. The Chachamim only agree if both dimensions are more than 7 tefachim. Okay, these are the two machlokas that we have floating around in those. So why does the Bach argue with the Magen Avraham Taz? Why does he say that that the shear is 49 square tefachim? That even if you have, let's say, 4 by 12 and a half, 4 by 13 and a half, that's a sukkah kshera. Ah, but it's not 7 on the other side. People can't sit in that. What's the Bach going to respond? Rosh of Ruba B'Shulchan was a din in Yeshivas Hagavra. So l'chora, his idea that you can cut off strips and fit in the area, that shouldn't work, right? What's the answer? The answer is poshut. No one's arguing that the shear sukkah was given as a shear in the way that the gavra actually sits in the sukkah. It's a din yeshiva sagavra. If the yeshiva sagavra requires this amount, right? So that's the shear sukkah. Beishamai says rosh over rubo, and Beisila says no, we also include the table. We also include the table. That's definitely the shear of the sukkah. But the question is, was the shear given in the sense that in order for the sukkah to have the minimum shear, we look at befoel, we look at actually in this area where can someone sit? Or do we say, no, the shear was given that Rosh of Aruba v'Shulchan was the shear that a gavra can sit in. And now we look at the shear as the square tefachim. The shear is 7 by 7, that's the fundamental shear. But the question is, do we apply it for every sukkah practically? That we look at the sukkah and say, can a gavra sit here or not? If we look at every sukkah, can the gavra sit here before? Well, it's a practical issue that he has to be able to sit here. The Magen Avraham and the Taz seem much more logical. That since a person can only sit in a 7 by 7 square, then it's got to be 7 by 7. It doesn't make sense that we should say, no, 49 square tefachim is enough. But if we say, no, the shear fundamentally was given as a shear in yeshivas hagavra, that means that the shear is 7 by 7. But kach nemer halacha, that we take that shear and we can apply it even if befoel a person can't sit so easily in this sukkah. The shear is 49 square tefachim. It starts as the shear that a person can sit in this makom, but that's not the actual shear. Right? It's like we often say, there's sometimes a tam hatakana and a gether hatakana. The tam hatakana sometimes applies, the takana can sometimes apply even if the tam is not shaykh in a particular case. So it's a low plug. Sometimes Chazal apply it below plug. Just because the tam atakana is X doesn't mean that the takana is beholden to that tam. So it's the same thing over here. The shear was said as a shear of 49 square tefachim. How did it come down? Rosh over Rubo v'Shulchan. It came down as a shear in which a person can sit. But we don't need the person to practically be able to sit in the space. As long as it's 49 square tefachim, that's enough, because that's the way that the shear was given. That's how the Bach is learning. That 49 square tefachim, even if a person is not really going to be able to sit in that area very easily, that doesn't matter. That's the shear of a sukkah. That's the shear of a sukkah. And the Magen Avraham and the Taz say, no, it's a practical issue. He has to be able to sit in that area. And since he can't sit in an area that's not 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim square, so then that's not a shear sukkah. That's not going to work. The Tosfos HaRosh has this other girsa in Tosfos. I don't think the Magen Avraham had the Tosfos HaRosh, but that's where this girsa is found. L'nitzuch ha'ela l'kiton yoshevah ma'ashem nidcha rashi l'rafchanam barava ma'raya ma'isi rabbi Yehuda ha'yoshu zayin barim u'zayin tfachim la'apirchei the dilma aricha tuva avalo ha'isa rechava ela zayin tfachim. It's not a machlokas. It's not just a machlokas. The Bach, Magen Avraham. It's a Tosfos HaRosh, right? So the Magen Avraham was mechaven to the Tosfos HaRosh. He didn't have a Tosfos HaRosh, but he says he said midas atzmo that there must be a Tosofer in the Tosfos, and he was taka right. I mean, I don't know if there's a Tosofer. The Bach doesn't think there's a Tosofer in Tosfos. Maybe the Tosfos HaRosh argues. But the Bach would say that Tosfos doesn't hold like the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos would hold, claims the Bach, that a sukkah katana doesn't have to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. As long as you can fit 49 square tefachim, and that's fine. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh assumes no. The minimum shear sukkah has to be 7 by 7. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about Lamala Me'esrim, where at least one of the dimensions is still 7. So if you have 7 and then 15, 20, Rabbi Yehuda would still say Heshid, and the Chachamim would say the Heshid. The Chachamim would say the sukkah is possible. Ah, but it's so big. It's so big, but it's not so wide. It's still only 7 tefachim wide. So the Chachamim would still say that sukkah is going to be possible. Okay, so there's a major machlokas, the Achronim and the Rishon. The Bach holds the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi didn't give this answer of Tosfos because Rashi apparently disagrees. Right? Rashi might disagree. Rashi might hold like the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. Right? Rashi might say that, no, the sukkah has to be 7 by 7 square. Not 49 square tefachim. So that's why Rashi said that's not an answer. If it's 7 by 7, then the kids are not going to be able to sit. Can't have seven kids in 7 tefachim. So Rashi may have argued gufa about this point. That's how the Bach is learning, right? That Rashi holds the sukkah is 7 by 7, a square is 7 by 7, and Tosfos holds no, it's 49 square tefachim. Magen Avraham wants to say that even Tosfos holds that the sukkah has to be 7 by 7 square. Yes.
Is there any concern at all of how to fit this in with the rules shel tanya golim svara on bezim and bez? Meaning, I don't know the metzias, but like, if it's wider, does it still have that shame tanya golim?
So what you'd have to say is this is a machlokas, whether it has a shame of a lul shel tarnagolim, even if it's very long, as long as it's not more than 7 tefachim wide. Apparently, that's all part of that svar. Apparently, that's all part of that svar. This idea that when we have a shear, when Chazal give us a shear of width and length, the question is whether we look at that as a square or we look at that as square area. Right? Is it a shear in area or is it a square? In Hilchas Mezuzah we find a similar concept. The Gemara at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph says that Abaye she'embo dalet amas al dalet amas is potim in a mezuzah. The minimum shear for Abaye that's chayv in mezuzah is dalet amas al dalet amas. That's according to everyone. Bein Lefi Rebbe, we're going to have all the different shittas in Sukkah. Rebbe happens to hold Sukkah also has to be Dalet Amas or Dalet Amas. We don't paskin like that. We hold that Sukkah is Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. But everyone holds that the Braisa, that the Mokum has to be Dalet Amas or Dalet Amas to be Chayiv in a Mezuzah. So how do we measure the Dalet Amas or Dalet Amas? How do we do that kind of measurement? So some thought that it's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Beis Yosef thought this is a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Tur in Yerideya quotes the Rambam. Bayeshen Makuro Shembo Arba Amas Alarba Amas Potter, because of Harambam, Yeshbo Lurabea Arba Amas Alarba Amas, Avishu Ogol, Obal Chamish Zovios, Vain Sarach Loma, Shem Orko Yoser Al Rofo Shuchayev, Kevin Sheshbo Lurabea Arba Al Arba. The Rambam says, Yeshbo Lurabea Arba Al Arba Yechayev in a mezuzah. Of Yadoni Harosh Zalkos of Shenachayev, Elim Ken Humeruba Arba Al Arba. The Torah understood that the Rosh says the Feresh that you have to have a meruba, you have to have a square of dalet amos by dalet amos. But the Torah understood from the Rambam that yeshbo kedei lirabeya dalet al dalet is also chayev. What does that mean? Yeshbo kedei lirabeya. So that's how the Beis Yosef explains through that according to the Torah, the Rambam is saying that you need 16 square amos, an area of 16 square amos. This is very common that you have an area that doesn't have dalet amos by dalet amos. But it does have 16 square amas. Kitchens, right? Washington Heights kitchens very often are like this. Right? They're narrow. You don't necessarily have dalet amas, of course, not 6 feet across, but it's very long. It could be a 12-foot, it could be 12 feet in length and only 5.5 feet across. Right? So is it 16 square feet? Sure. It's much more than 16 square feet, but it's not 6 feet by 6 feet. Right? Excuse me, it's 16. If it's 5 by 12, it's more than 36 square feet, right? If Dalet Amas is 6 feet, so it's 36 square feet or 16 square Amas, right? Is it more than 36 square feet? If you have 5 feet by 12 feet, that's more than, that's 60. Right? So it's more than 36 square feet, but it's not dalet, it's not dalet al dalet. It's not 6 square feet. It's not 6 feet by 6 feet. It's off. It's a rectangle. It's not a square. The Torah and the Beis Yosef understand that the Rambam holds that's chayiv in a mezuzah, because the shear is 16 square amos. 16 square, 4 amos by 4 amos means 16 square amos. It doesn't have to be 4 by 4. 16 square amos is chayiv in a mezuzah. And the Rosh says, no, it has to be a square. It has to be a square. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. The Shulchan Aruch, again, does it quote both days? I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rambam. He likes the Rambam. Even though the Rosh argues, he doesn't see why you have to be machmer for the Rosh or follow the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Reish Peivav Sif Yud Gimel Mamash quotes the Rambam verbatim. By Hashem, Dalet Amos Adalet Amos Poter Yesh Bo Kedei L'Rabeya Dalet Amos Adalet Amos B'Shover Avo B'Sharko Yos Avo B'Sharko Yeser Arachbo Shu Ogol Obal He Zovios Chai. Even if the length is more than the width, or it's circular, or it has five corners, it's Chai. Says the Shach, that's the Rambam, but the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that you need a Merubah, it has to be Dalet by Dalet. If you don't have 4 amas by 4 amas, if it's not 6 by 6 feet, it's not chayiv in a mezuzah. So he says, interestingly enough, even though the Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rambam, he thinks you should be choshesh for the Rosh. He says you should put up a mezuzah without a baruch in such a place. Meaning, that's the Shach. The Shach says that if you have an area that let's say 5 by 10. Right, 5 feet. 5 feet by 10 feet. That's more than dalet amos al dalet amos. If we assume that an am is a foot and a half, right? So if an am is a foot and a half, so then that's 6 by 6. That should be 36 square feet. Here, there are 50 square feet. The Rambam would say that's chayiv in a mezuzah. Lefi the Shulchan Aruch's reading of the Rambam. And the Shach says, but the Rosh disagrees. So he says, don't put it up with a bracha. It's a safek bracha. Better to put it up without a bracha to be choshish for the Rosh, but I think you should put it up to be choshish for the Rambam. I think you definitely should put it up. Comes the Hagos of the Taz on the side of the Shach, and he says, no, I think they're absolutely wrong. I think the Beis Yosef and the Tur were mistaken. I don't think the Rambam argues with the Rosh, says the Taz. I think everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that you need a square of Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. You need to, it has to be 6 feet by 6 feet, says the Taz. Even the Rambam agrees to that. There's no machlokas the Rambam and the Rosh. I don't like to make a machlokas over here. There's no machlokas the Rambam and the Rosh, says the Taz. Where Taz? Who Taz? This is a Taz on the side of the Shach over here. He says, look in Hilchas Sukkah. In Hilchas Sukkah, I was marich that I don't think the Rambam is arguing with the Rosh at all. I think in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Rambam agrees completely. The Rambam agrees completely. Why does he say the Rambam agrees completely? So this is the Taz that I asked you to look at, if you had time. If you didn't get a copy of the Taz, why don't you take a copy now and pass these out. Let's look at this Taz together. The Taz has three kashas, three compelling reasons why he thinks the Rambam and the Rosh are agreeing by mezuzah. Vehine, the Taz says. He quotes on the Beis Yosef. We don't have to read the whole Beis Yosef. We just said it about Paul. Beis Yosef thinks there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh, in Hilchos Mezuzah, whether to be chayiv in Mezuzah, do you need a makom that's dalet amos al dalet amos square, or it's enough to have 16 square amos? 16 square amos. So, let's pick it up, the about 10 lines down, B'yoridea. First line is B'yoridea in the Taz. Mashme, midivrei Beis Yosef, Chuma Farish, Ludasa Rambam Shom Shain Sarah Dalit al Dalit Biribuala in Yemezuzah. That the Rambam holds that you don't need Dalit al Dalit Biribu, you don't need a square. As long as you have 16 square amas, that's enough. Hela Kevin Shieshbo Kolka Shatucha Lasos Mimenu Ribua Shiyebo Dalit Dalit. You have enough that you can be Mirabeya, you have enough that you can make a square out of 4 by 4 amas, right? You can have the Ritsuis. You have a rectangle, but if you chop the rectangle in pieces, you'll be able to make a square of 4 by 4. That's enough. The tour also like that. Tour and the Beis Yosef say the same thing. Skipping two lines. They missed the boat, he says. The Rosh himself understood the Rambam this way, that the Rambam is arguing. How can they say that the Rambam holds Yoni the square? Dimkein, Maishna Misuka Kan. The Be'inan Ribua Mamish, Kmosha Mashma, Midivre Beis Yosef Atzma. From the Beis Yosef, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashma that you need a Ribua Mamish. That's the Taz L'Shitasa, right? The Taz in the Magen Avram, who said that by Sukkah, you need Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim Mamish. It's not enough to have 49 square Tfachim. Not like the Bach's understanding of the Tosfos on Daf Gimel. But they hold, no, you need a Ribua, you need a square when it comes to Sukkah. So Frek the Taz, I don't understand. You want to say in Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam holds that you don't need a square. Maishna Mezuzah, Misukkah. If by Sukkah he holds you need a square, right? And it's Mashma that he holds you need a square. Why is it Mashma? Taka is Mashma. Right? Why is it Mashma? You got to look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah. In Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Alocha Aleph, the Rambam tells you what the Shear of a Sukkah is. Rochba in Pochos, Mishiva Tfachim, Al Shiva Tfachim. 7x7, that's the minimum. That's Beshamai, that's how we paskin. And then later in Perak Dalid, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Sukkah Agula, if you have a circular sukkah, in Yesh Behakefa Kedei Lerabea Ba Shiva Tvachim Al Shiva Tvachim, Avil Bishayin Lazavios, Hare Zuksheir. The Rambam says that if you have a circular sukkah, if you have enough area in that circle to inscribe a square of Zayin Tvachim Zayin Tvachim, then the sukkah is Ksheir. Now, if the Rambam holds that all you need is 49 square tefachim, then why does he say that if you can inscribe the square inside the circle, then it's going to be kosher? You don't even have to be able to inscribe a square of 7x7. Even if it's less than 7x7, you'll still have the 49 square tefachim in the circle. It sounds from the Rambam that you actually have to be able to put a square of 7x7 inside the circle. The Rambam, Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin. Sounds like the Taz is right, that regarding Sukkah, the Rambam says you need a ribua, you need a square. Like the Magen Avraham and the Taz. So Frek the Taz, why should Hilchos Mezuzah be any different? You tell me the Rambam holds when it comes to Sukkah, you need 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim squares. When it comes to Mezuzah, you should need Dalet Amas, Al Dalet Amas, square. Maishna Zemizah, that's his first kash. Vesu, Frek the Taz, my bishove the Nokad Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Go back to the Lashon of the Rambam that he quotes. The Rambam says, the full Lashon of the Rambam. Yes. Im yesh bo kedei l'rabei adalet al dalet b'shover. Avo pishu ogol o bal hei zavios. So the Rambam says if you can be merabeya dalet al dalet bishove, 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 you can be merabeya dalet al dalet bishove, even if it's ogle, circular, or it has five corners. Ve'ein sarach lomer, and certainly, if the length is more than the width. If it can be merabeya dalet al dalet bishove, then it's going to be chayv. What's this bishove? What's the Rambam saying bishove? Bishove? What's bishove? It doesn't have to be bishove. You can have a longer length than the width. What does the word bishove mean, fraktitas, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam? Besu lama kosev Rambam vein tzarach lama shemaya arko. My pshitu say dezet fei midakamoi. What does the Rambam say? Even if it's circular or it has five corners. If the length is greater than the width, if it can be merabeya dalet al dalet, everything, you know, it's still going to be chayiv in the mezuzah. What's the ve'ein sarach lomer? That's a bigger chiddush. How's that a bigger chiddush? It's all the same. If it can be merabeya dalet al dalet, then it's chayiv in mezuzah. And if not, now what's the bigger chiddush? Says the Taz. I'll tell you what pshat in the Rambam is. The Rambam holds that you need a square of dalet amas al dalet amas, and that's why he says bishove. Bishove means that you can make a square. Where it will taka be dalet amas al dalet amas in that area. You have a circle, great, no problem. It's chayiv in a mezuzah, but only if you can put a square bishove where the two sides are going to be equal, dalet amas al dalet amas. It has five zavios, have five corners. Who cares? If you can make bishove dalid by dalid, that's fine. The kolshkein, if the orech is more than the rochav, kolshkein, if it has zavios, if it has corners, the orech is simply greater than the rochav. What's the shaila? If you have, if the orech is, let's say, six, and the rochav is four, kolshkein, that's good, because you have a square of 4x4 in the 6x6. If you have a circle, that's a chiddush because there are no corners over here, so you have to inscribe your square. But here, you're not really inscribing the square. It's made up of multiple squares. It's pashut that should be okay. But why is that okay? Not because you have 16 square amas, but because you can actually put a square of dalet amas al dalet amas in that rectangle, says the Taz. So the Taz, they misunderstood the Rambam. The Rambam says b'shava, that means you need to be able to put the square in. The Ein Tzorach Lomar, we can explain. This is taka more pashut than the circle. Right? It's even more pashut that should work. And that's taka why the Rambam doesn't distinguish between mezuzah as opposed to sukkah. It's the dachta zelba halacha. The Rambam holds it's not enough to have the square tfachim or square amis. You actually have to be able to put a square in there. A square of zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim in sukkah, a square of dalet amas dalet amas to be chayv in the mezuzah. The Rambam holds you need a square. It's not square amis, square tfachim. What are they talking about, fractal tats? The Chazon Ish says that the Taz is right, ataka compelling. The Chazon Ish says he thinks the Taz is right against the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, and the Tur. These are big guns. Yeah. The Chazon Ish holds that in an area that's not Dalet Amas al Dalet Amas, it's parted from a mezuzah. You don't have to put up a mezuzah at all. Even if you can have Dalet Amas al Dalet Amas, you can have 16 square Amas, it doesn't matter. You have a kitchen that's very long. The kitchen is, 15 feet by 16. Okay, the shear of dalet amos by dalet amos is 7 feet 3 inches. I think Rav Moshe holds that a tefach is 3.6 inches. You do the math. It has to be a little more than 7 feet. What's 3.6 by 21.6. That's an amma. Okay, 21.6 is an amma. And you have to hold it by 4. It's a little over 7 feet, trust me. Okay? So if you have 15 feet by 6 feet, right? That's much more than 49 feet square, right? But it's not 7 feet wide. Comes the Chazon Ish and says that he thinks the Taz is right, that everyone holds in this case it's kotter from a mezuzah. So what taka is are the Beis Yosef and the Shach, what are they going to answer to the tanya of the Taz? The diyukim are not as key. What I'm really concerned with is the first kasha of the Taz. Taz says, Maishno mi sukkah. I'm really concerned with the kasha from sukkah. We're not learning Hilchos Mezuzah yet. But what's his kasha from sukkah? The Taz says, the Rambam holds by sukkah you need a square. 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim square. And yet, according to the Beis Yosef, the Rosh's understanding of the Rambam Hilchos Mezuzah, you don't need 7 by 7 square. Right? Even if it's 16 amos, right? 16 square amos, that's also chayav in a mezuzah. Ma'ishna misukah. What's the difference between the two? The Taz is taka right. Right? No one seems to disagree that that's what the Rambam holds in Hilchas Sukkah. The question is whether in Hilchas Mezuzah he disagrees. So isn't the Taz's kasha a good kasha? It's a good kasha. Cool. Forget about the diukim vein tzorach lomar bishove. Okay, it's a midrash tahin, it's a midrash tahir. You can dray the Rambam in either way. But sukkah, my shlomi sukkah, that's taka marudik akasha. What's the answer? Come on, what's the answer? Yes. You don't put up a mezuzah by sukkah. Now, I understand, but the shear by sukkah and the shear from mezuzah is different. One is the shear of dalet amas al dalet amas, the other is zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim. The question is, do you need zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim or 49 square tfachim? Do you need dalet amas by dalet amas or 16 square amas? But why does the Rambam hold that you need a square in sukkah and by mezuzah he holds you don't need a square? Zach. Why you need a square by sukkah and by mezuzah you don't need a square, according to the Beis Yosef and the Rosh and the Tur, Bedaita. What's the chilek between mezuzah and sukkah? Yaakov.
Yeshiva
Sagavra, exactly. The Magen Avraham's answer. It's a pella that the Taz didn't pick up on this. Maybe he felt that in light of the other two kashas, he would add this kasha on. But l'chora is kasha from sukkah. It's not a kasha. Why do I need seven tefachim by sukkah? Square. Because the shear is Rosh Ovaruba Veshofano. It's a shear that the Yeshivas Hagavra is possible. That you can sit in the sukkah. The shear by a mezuzah is not that you can sit in the mokum. You can sit in much less than Dalet Amas and Dalet Amas. It's a shear of a bias. That's what the Gemara says. Dalet Amas and Dalet Amas is the minimum shear for bias. It's a bias. Bias for Nige Batim and for Makeh and for mezuzah. For a lot of halachas, that's the shear of a bias. It's not a shear that the gavra can sit and eat. It's much bigger than that. It's a shear of a bias. Okay, so you could say that the shear of a bias is square amas. It's not necessarily dalet amas per dalet amas. You don't need a square of dalet amas per dalet amas. It's a much bigger shear. By sukkah, we're talking about a shear of yeshiva sagavra. This is a shear that the gavra can sit rosh ovarubo v'shulchano. So maybe in that case, the Rambam holds, you need a square. Because if you don't have a square, then the Gavra can't sit. Okay, so that could be the difference between mezuzah as opposed to sukkah, according to the Rambam. It comes out that there's a machlokes achronim within the Rishonim, what the shear of Rosh of Rubo Vishnachana by sukkah is. The Bach understands that that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis on Avgim Alam and Aleph. I mean, this sugya is not like the most popular sugyas, you know, Hilni Hamalka, Sukkasir, Kitonios. It's not the sugya that you would spend so much time on, but it's such an important Tosfos here. Right? About the minimum shear of a sukkah, Tosfos is a major statement. So the Bach would say that that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Is the minimum shear for a sukkah Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim square or 49 square Tvachim? The Magen Avraham and the Taz say no, even Tosfos holds that you need a square by sukkah. It's a din in the Yeshivas HaGavra, and the Gavra can't sit unless he has a square of Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. And then the question is there a similar machlokas in Hilchos Mezuzah between the Rosh and the Rambam? That do you need Dalet Amas or Dalet Amas square in order to be chayiv in a mezuzah? Or do we say no, that as long as you have 16 Amos, 16 square Amos, that's sufficient? So it's a shaila whether the Rambam actually holds that shita, that 16 square Amos is sufficient. According to the Beis Yosef and the Rosh and the Tur, yes. According to the Taz and the Chazanish, no. But it could be that there's a split between mezuzah as opposed to sukkah. That even if the Rambam holds by sukkah that you need a square of Zayin Tvachim by mezuzah, he might say that it's not necessary to have Dalet Amas by Dalet Amas in a square against the Taz. Right? You can go against the Taz because the shear by sukkah is special. It's a din in Yeshiva Sagavra, and maybe that's why Dafka in sukkah you would actually need a square of Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim.